In a recent address in Toulouse, French President Emmanuel Macron expressed concerns about the EU's forthcoming Artificial Intelligence Act. This landmark legislation aims to regulate the development of AI, but, according to Macron, risks putting European tech firms at a disadvantage compared to their counterparts in the US, UK, and China. Macron criticized the pace and intensity of the EU's regulatory approach, suggesting that it could inhibit the production and invention of AI technologies in Europe. He highlighted the potential negative impact on foundational models, the core technology behind generative AI products like OpenAI's ChatGPT, which can generate vast quantities of human-like text, images, and code. The French president cited the case of Mistral, a young Paris-based AI startup valued at $2 billion, as an example of French leadership in AI development. He emphasized France's prominent position in AI within Europe, comparable to the UK, and expressed concerns about falling behind the US and China, countries that won't face similar stringent regulations. Macron's comments suggest impending debates over the AI Act's final terms, which are still pending ratification by EU member states. France, Germany, and Italy are reportedly considering seeking changes to the legislation or preventing its passage. Despite efforts by French negotiators to dilute the proposed rules, the EU is leaning towards a stringent regulatory framework. This includes new transparency requirements for AI models, strict restrictions on facial recognition technology, and prohibitions on AI for social scoring. Non-compliance could lead to hefty fines. Cecilia Bonnefeld-Dahl, representing Europe's tech sector, expressed concerns that these regulations might divert resources towards legal compliance rather than technological advancement. In contrast, Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, lauded the political agreement on the AI rules as an embodiment of European values in a new era.